It's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report is brought to you by Summit Entertainment. In the new action movie, Snitch, Dwayne Johnson stars as a father willing to do anything to save his son. Inspired by true events, Snitch in theaters Friday from our Los Angeles studios. OMG Insiders, Kevin Frazier. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on with Mary J. Blige?
Man.
What in the world is going on? So, as you know, once worth $54 million. The notice put on her apartment back in November to pay rent. Her building, the rent ranges from $9,000 to $12,000. In December, New Jersey filed the $900,000 lien against her. She was sued for $2.2 million. So we caught up with Mary on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And we asked her, Mary, you know, because, of course, her reps are like, listen, we're not talking about it. But you have to be crafty about it. And we said, Mary, what's going on and how are you handling all this negative press right now that's going out there? Here's what she had to say.
You know, there's really nothing you can say about the negative things that are in the media about you. All you can do is just keep pushing, keep your head up, and just let people be people and hate is hate and do what you do and just use all that to fuel you to do something better. That's it.
That's it.
Didn't answer the question, did she?
Okay.
That's
what?
You know, but, and here's what that answer tells you. Here's what that answer tells you. I'm having crazy financial troubles, and I can't answer that question right now because I've got issues. Now, I understand, and listen.
She works all the time.
Tough time for Americans. Right.
Movies.
But that's the thing I don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
Right. The tours, the movies, the
everything.
And why can't
she catch
up?
She's making a year.
At least 25
million. Let's say 2013.
Yeah. Oh, at least.
That's on the low end.
Understand this. Between the shows and the projects and
the
everything
perfumes,
she's been doing.
Yeah.
All that's, oh my goodness.
And Mary's making a lot of money.
And she tours.
But, yeah. So that's why it is something right now that's perplexing, because those numbers, the $2.2 million loan, the $900,000 lien, the rent on her apartment, that's what seems weird. I will tell you this, though. She was out 2 years ago doing a show, a television show, and she rented for the week and had a Maybach that was everywhere with her. And in between takes, she would go sit in the Maybach and she'd ride around. And I was like, how much did that cost for that day? And how much was it that the cost of this on top of this?
Maybe she's just one of those people that just doesn't like to pay bills. You know people like that?
That's what you have people for, isn't it? Don't you hire people to take care of that for you?
But understand this. Many a star has lost their money because they've depended on other people to take care of it.
Yeah.
And other people will. And you know what other people do with your money?
They spend it.
They spend it. It was okay. At that point, we know Beyonce's okay. She's not having financial troubles. She's doing okay. Big weekend for her down at the All-Star Game. Of course, her documentary premiered. But everybody, it was really, this year at the All-Star Game, it was kind of like the time to bring out your wife. And we saw Kobe had his wife. And it's a smart thing to do at the All-Star Game, as you well know. They're out at the All-Star Game. So bring your wife. Be smart. Bring your wife. And so most of the players had their wives and girlfriends were there. And Saturday night, I was watching the dunk contest and everything. And I saw Carmelo, but I didn't see Lala.
What?
And I'm like, where in the world is Lala? Well, we found out later that evening where Lala was. Listen to where Lala was.
I have a confession. I didn't come to the slam dunk yesterday so I could stay back and watch it. And it was amazing. It was just so personal, so wonderful, so inspiring, and I was glad to, watch it.
Watch it as
she
watched Beyonce.
She watched the same slam dunk contest?
Yeah, really?
She wanted to watch Beyonce. She was like, I'm not going to slam dunk contest. I'm going to lay low and watch Beyonce. She was watching Beyonce and not hanging with her husband.
Oh, okay.
Now, look, let me quickly get to something real quick. You know Lil Wayne went crazy.
Yeah.
He called out the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
But more importantly, he said that he slept with Chris Bosh's wife. Now, you know you don't go there and talk about someone's wife. But I do want to say that when they got married, there was a little uproar and pictures of her in this Smooth magazine made the rounds. And also, back in the day, she was known as Adrian Shortstack Williams before she got married.
Oh, I hear
Google that name. Google that name.
Shortstack.
Google that name.
Adrian Shortstack Williams.
Now, so there will be, this isn't over. You can't ill like that. It ain't over. We got to go to work, though.
Man. Are you going to be at the Oscars? Are you going to be covering that?
Oh, I'll be on the red carpet. I'll be on, y'all, if there's a question you need, hit me up. If there's a question you want me to ask, I'll be on the red carpet.
All right.
I'm ready.